Okay, so we're finishing up some of the alternative investments today, and we may get to an impromptu net present value internal rate of return, but may not. Next week, we have our film, because that's what you guys wanted. You wanted to see the what happens when these weapons of mass financial destruction get out of hand, in the hands of people who have no conscience whatsoever. But we're going to continue with real estate today first. And then we have Baffle the Broker. If you have any other questions, any other Baffle the Broker questions, write them on a piece of paper and give them in. But I have enough questions. But first we need a good joke. Anybody got a good joke?
No.
End of the semester? Yeah, I know. It's getting kind of, we're dragging them down. Did I tell you about the two antennas? I tell you my Microsoft joke, right?
Yeah.
Microsoft joke. I have to tell Microsoft joke. Okay, how about the two antennas? I tell you about two antennas?
Yeah.
And the two cows?
No.
I didn't tell you about the two cows. These are groaners. These two cows are out in the field, right? It's a gorgeous sunny day and afternoon, and they're chatting, chewing the cud, right? And the one says to the other one, says, you know, I was artificially inseminated this morning. And the second one says, I don't believe that. The first one says, it's true. No bull. See, no bull.
Wow.
I can't create a hostile environment here.
Why blondes?
Oh, no. Dumb. You have to say dumb women. Why dumb women?
Why blondes?
Okay, all right.
Why blondes do not like orange juice.
They don't like orange juice?
They don't like orange juice.
Why don't they?
Okay, why don't they like
they
orange?
They don't like orange juice.
Because?
Because it's got concentrate. Yeah, concentrate.
Because they can't concentrate?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
You're
I know concentrated orange juice, but they can't concentrate?
I can't.
Well, there's other. Let's lots of those jokes. You know why the dumb woman, we don't say. We want to insult everybody, not just blonde. Why they can't dare ask a dumb woman to call the emergency for you?
The emergency?
Yeah, call when there's a serious emergency, don't ask them to call. Because they can't find the 11 on the.
Who's that?
The dumb woman.
The dumb woman.
Yeah, right. We have to.
Dumb woman.
Because we want to insult everybody, not just blondes.
Yeah.
Okay, now. What? Right, we don't discriminate. We insult everybody. All right, so get your. And then there are dumb guy jokes. You heard about the dumb guy that walked around the world? He drowned. Okay, drowned, right? Okay. All right, so you get out your real estate and leverage handout from Tuesday. Okay. Are you here, Ricardo?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what we're going to do now, that's it, yeah.
Okay.
What we're going to do, we had led up to this and we didn't have time to do it. But we were talking about leverage. And we've seen leverage in action when we margin. And when we short, that's basically leveraging. And options are a way to leverage your investment. You know, you put in a buck and you get $100 out. Ha, ha, ha. Usually you lose the dollar. But in real estate, you always leverage. I mean, it is just, very few people will buy real estate with cash. It happens, folks, don't get me wrong, and there are some high-powered individuals and companies out there right now buying up real estate across the country, mostly with cash, because it's just much harder to get lending these days. But most people are going to use a down payment and then borrow from that. So let's take a look at the worksheet. And this, I took this from the Business 121 class, and these are, the first two, are from the old book that had real estate. The new book took out real estate, and the newer book is putting it back in, and I sneak it back in, because it is, it's an important investment category. So, calculating the return on investment without using financial leverage. And they use Dave, good old Dave. You know Dave? Dave. He bought a rental property for $200,000 cash. Now, is this typical, folks?
No.
No, people don't. I come up with that. Some people do, but 1 year later, he sold it for $240,000. Now, when was this question written? In 2004, right? 2005, when this is what was going on, when real estate was rising at 20, 30% a year. So what was his return on investment? He made absolute dollar amount of $40,000. What is the percentage return? And I've noticed some people, I get a little uneasy about calculating this. We should have maybe spent a little bit more time. The book spends a lot of time in chapters 1 and in a couple of chapters about how to do this. But it's actually very simple. You take the absolute dollar value, dollar gain, or absolute gain, and you divide it by your outlay. So $40,000 that you made divided by the $200,000 that you, so to speak, brought to the table. That's what you'll hear people say. How much did you bring to the table? $40,000 divided by $200,000 is 20%. 0.20 or 20%. But that's not the way most people buy real estate. Number two is the same situation. He bought a $200,000 house to rent. But how much did he finance? 90%. Now, this is not allowed now. You have to bring at least 25% down to the table because the lenders are just not allowing it. So the bank took on a $180,000 loan, and Dave came up with 20 grand. You see that? Yeah. Now, if you're a first-time home buyer, folks, and you're going to live in the home, and you have to sign an affidavit, basically. You have to sign a document saying you're going to live there, and if you don't, they can immediately say, you committed fraud. I think you have to live there for at least a year. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not a lawyer. But nowadays, you can, if you're a first-time home buyer, you've got 10%, yeah, they'll talk to you. But if you're trying to buy rental property, forget it. They're not going to let you do this. In 2005, the price of the rental property went up to $240,000, and he was able to sell it. Same $40,000 absolute gain. But this time, what was his return on investment? Yes, $40,000 absolute return dollar gain divided by the $20,000 that he brought to the table. What is it? Come on, folks, you got the calculators. Come on. 200%. Yeah, it's too weird, isn't it? That's why I couldn't continue. So, well, sure. If he pays, if he sells the place for $240,000, the bank gets their $180,000. But now he still has his $20,000 plus he's got $40,000. He's made 200% on that $20,000. Now do you see why everybody was so heady and why there were shows like Flip This House? Come on, they're giving away free money. Run down there. Get yourself, buy that condo before it's even built. It'll be built next year, and by the time it's built, you can sell it and make $40,000 off your 20 grand. Now, what kind of reasonable rate of return do we expect from real estate, from stocks? Real estate, 7, 8% over the long term. Stocks, 8 to 10. Bonds, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And yet, these people were making 200%. Of course, you knew it couldn't last, right? Well, at least I did. And my buddy, I thought we were going to go down about 20% or so. My buddy, who's a much more aggressive investor than I am, said, nah, real estate's going to fall down 40, 50%. I said, Jim, that's a lot for real estate to fall. I mean, things have got to get really bad. People will do virtually anything to hold on to their houses. They'll take in another roommate. They'll go out and get another job. They'll sell their blood. But he was right. No, I swear, people do, hurt during normal times, Herculean efforts to hold on to their homes. But in this case, number 666, and it's a joke, folks, I'm not trying to insult anybody's religion. What happens if Dave finances it with 90% financing and things don't go as planned?
What happens if the stock, if the real estate falls just 20%?
Just 20%. Now what's the house worth?
160.
That's why you guys got calculators. 20% times 200,000 is 40,000. So now the house is worth $160,000.
Can he sell it?
No, because the bank's saying, wait a minute, you can't sell it unless you give us 180 grand. So he's looking at, if he gets in trouble, foreclosure, or what's called a short sale. He has to go to the bank and say, look, I've got a legitimate buyer who wants to pay $160,000. That's what places around the neighborhood are selling. An appraiser said that's what it's worth. Will you let me sell it and you take $160,000? So what's happened to his down payment? It's gone. He's lost that. And now he's what we say, underwater or negative equity. Negative equity, kind of like, jumbo shrimp. What?
Or upside down.
Upside down, another name. Upside down. In fact, there's a new little real estate firm in town called Upside Down Realty. They help people with short sales and foreclosures and the like. So the real question is, what's he going to tell his wife? That's honey, remember the $20,000 you gave me to put in the real estate market? Yes. Well, that's gone, dear. And you see what some people are doing is if it's their own home, they're just sitting in it, and they're waiting 1 or 2 years before the mortgage company kicks them out. If they're renting it out, they're continuing to rent it out to the renter. Stop making the payments on the home until finally they foreclose and the mortgage company sends a letter to the renter, to the tenant, saying you have to get out of there in 30 days. And the tenants are completely blown away. Now, don't you think that should be illegal? It's not. The person should be murdered in a very, very painful, slow way. But in my humble opinion, but no, it's not illegal. And so what some of the banks are doing is they're paying the renters $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to just walk away. They say, we know you've been screwed. Here's $5,000. And you know, I met one of these people. I mean, she was a scumbag driving up in a Mercedes-Benz. And she said, I'm going to lose this property. That was in 2010. Early 2010, it wasn't until late 2011, just about 6 months ago, that they kicked out the tenants and she lost the house. What? I don't think they knew. I didn't talk to any of them. The other person I talked to who lives next door told me what happened, and he didn't ask them if they didn't know. They probably didn't know. But the bank did pay them to leave. Green money or something, it's called green or something. This is what we're up against, folks, because there's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, some people say up to 2 million houses across the country that are in this situation right now. So my buddy was right. Real estate didn't go down 20%. It went down. This one went down 20%. But how much did that East Lake, the $890,000 house by the golf course, go down?
A lot.
It's up 4. $450 maybe. That what?
For a house, $800. What was
that? $890 at the peak they were selling for.
Not little.
And then those condos in San Ysidro that were $90,000 in the year 2000 went up to $320 or $280, $290. Yeah, $140. This is what we're up against. This is why we hear about the turmoil and the banks and all that. Okay, any questions? Any thoughts? Will not be on the final, these calcs. Okay, wait a minute. That was on Tuesday. Did you say there are no capital gains taxes on real estate? Well, no. If it's your primary residence, you can escape them. But if it's rental, no, no, no. As the law stands, as long as the real estate is your primary residence for 2 out of the last 5 years, which means you can rent it for 20 years, live in it for the last two years, and then sell it with capital gains tax free. If you're single, $250,000 capital gains tax free. So that means you could buy it for $100,000
and then sell it for $350. That's $250,000 of capital gains, not pay any taxes. Pretty cool. If you're married, double that amount. And there are some people who are doing that. There are some people who are buying a fixer-upper, working on it for a couple of years, selling it, no capital gains taxes, and then going on to the next one. If you are in your principal residence and you lose money on the house, it's not tax deductible. That makes sense. They're not taxing your way up. And it's a home. It's shelter. It's one of the three main things that you, well, actually four. You need food, clothing, and shelter, and internet access, right? Gotta have internet access. Okay, what's going on here? Hello? Have you seen these ads? Start your real estate empire with no money down. You too can take advantage of the tremendous opportunities now in the wide open real estate foreclosure market. Just buy our guaranteed surefire real estate investment kit for only $395, or better yet, attend our 2-day seminar for $2,995, and you will be on your way toward riches beyond your wildest dreams. During the insanity, these same people were telling you that you can buy a house one a week for the next 52 weeks, and in 1 year you will be a real estate mogul, a real estate magnet, multi-millionaire. And I knew somebody was trying to do it. He would buy a bunch of houses, leveraging. That worked for a while, I'm sure. I haven't talked to him. His company is gone. I talked with him and the like, but I wasn't a friend or anything. He was the guy, I don't know, I didn't tell you about this, it's the 121 class. He's the guy who said, we don't tell them that this is the best, we don't tell them we'll look for the best mortgage, we tell them this is the best mortgage, the option arms. Yeah. And he had a Lamborghini and a Porsche and a Hummer, and his next purchase was going to be a Goldwing, is it called? A jet. Yeah, jet. $5 million jet. That was his next purchase. And you go type in the website now and the company's just completely gone. I'm sure they got sued every which way. Anyway, my advice on real estate is buy a house, make it your home. After you have digested that purchase, then look for some rental property, but learn as much as you can from folks who are already doing it. Maybe even, now it's for you young folks, this is a good idea. Work for a property manager for a spell. And you will learn the ropes, folks. If you work as a property manager, you'll see all the different types of homes and the like. What? No. Well, don't say it then, okay? You're not going to tell me, then don't say anything. Because I want to hear what you have to say, even if it's stupid. All right.